Part 19, Chapter 2. It was the dark of the moon. The lights of the cage area had been turned out. The sentry had been told to stay elsewhere. Brown Limper sat on the ground. Turl crouched close to the bars. Lars Thorensen, using a tiny masked light to occasionally resort to his dictionary, sat between them. Their voices were very low. There must be no possibility of any of this being overheard. Tonight was the big one. Turl's claws twitched, and little surges of energy ran through him. This conference was so important, its successful outcome so vital to his plans. He was having trouble breathing, yet he must sound indifferent, casual, helpful, a new word he had learned. Conflicting impulses had to be sealed off, such as reaching through the bars, which he had de-electrified, unbeknownst to them, by using the inside remote control hidden in the stones. The pleasure of tearing them with claws was very, very subordinate to what he was attempting tonight. He made himself tensely concentrate on the business at hand. Brown Limper was relating, in whispers, that he had succeeded in exposing blatant scandal in the council. He had taken each of the four other senior mayors aside and shown them certain recordings, and they had realized their conduct was a total violation of their own laws. Each had looked at himself performing perversions he had recently been introduced to by the Briganti women, as many as four women at a time, and had agreed with shame he was a potential disgrace to the government. Lars had trouble finding shame in the Cyclo Dictionary, but at last discovered it in the archaic section as an old Hockner word, obsolete. A resolution appointed Brown Limper Staffer executive for the council, assisted by the secretary, who could sign his name after much drilling, but who otherwise could not read. The entire authority of the council now reposed in one Brown Limper Staffer, as senior mayor planet, from here on out, and forevermore as the most deserving and competent councilman. The others had packed and gone home. Brown Limper's word was now law for the whole planet.